Well, there has to be one major adjustment, which is that children's books are different from other books because they have in them the idea of the child. That's to say that the writer or the publisher or whoever involved in the book had some concept of childhood or childishness or whatever, and therefore the book contains that element. So in a sense, we're looking for that. But it also means that you have to read children's books in twice as many ways as you do adult books, if I can put it that way. Because if you read an adult book, you'll usually do two things. You either read just for yourself, for your own enjoyment, or you read it to discuss it with other people. So you're doing a sort of synthetic idea and an analytic idea, which is fine. If you do a children's book, you're doing four things, not two things. You're doing those two things, you're reading it for yourself. But the question is then, are you reading it for yourself as an adult, or are you reading it as a child? That's to say, are you responding to the implied readership of the book? The book implies a child reader. Do you go along with that, or do you react against it? So there's a kind of schizophrenic reading straight away. And then you might be reading it on behalf of a child. No, I'm making a judgment about it. So that's another way of reading it. And of course, that will also depend on how you judge what a child is. So it becomes an extremely complicated change of lens, really, to read a children's book. Some people say, oh, children's books, so easy. I mean, it's for children, must be simple-minded. And the answer is actually, it's twice as hard as reading an adult book.